السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. It is so good to see you all here. I hope that everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue from where we left off from Surah Al-Baqarah last time. So, inshallah, we are going to start with ayah number 22 to 25. So if you all could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 22 to 25. So before we begin with the tajweed analysis, I would like to continue on with the topic of makharij, which we started briefly as an introduction in the previous classes. So just a quick review, makharij, which is from the word kharaja, is the exit point of a letter. There are five major areas of the makharij, and then each letter has a specific letter in that area. So the five major areas were the khayshum, the nose, the mouth, the tongue, the throat, and the empty space between the mouth and the throat. So these are the five major areas. And then each letter has a specific location in that area. So if it helps, you can think of it as a neighborhood, for example. So the throat can be the name of the street, and each specific area can be the address of the house where that Maharaj lives. So all of them live in the throat, but they all have their own houses. So you can think of it that way, that there are five major areas. Each letter is from one of these areas, but it also has a specific point where it comes from in that area. So for this, we're going to start with a specific area, which is the area of the throat. So this is the general area we're going to start with. In Arabic, throat is also called al-halq. So the word for al-halq, this is the throat in Arabic. So throat in English, al-halq in Arabic. Now, if you've ever seen a diagram of your throat or even looked in a mirror, you can see that your throat is pretty long. So we have the bottom, we have the middle, and the top. So closer to your chest, this is known as the bottom of your throat. Then you have the middle in between. And the top is near your mouth where the tongue starts. So this is the division of the throat. You can kind of envision it. You can picture it in your head where these areas are. So the throat in general is one area. In this general area, there are three specific spots. So we have the upper throat, middle throat, and lower throat. So I hope you can kind of imagine what that would look like. So there are six total letters that come from the throat, and there are two in each of these areas. So we have three areas, the upper, the middle, and the bottom, and each of these have two letters each. So three times two is six. So we have six letters in total, two in each area, and we have three areas. So you can think of there is a street, and on that street there are three houses. There are two people in each house, so there's two letters in each house, and there are a total of six letters in that one street. So in the throat, we have the letters Hamza Ha, Ayn Ha, and Ghain Ha. So inshallah, we will go more in depth. So today we are starting with the hardest one, or the one that I think is one of the hardest. So the reason for this is that we will have more chances to practice it. And since these are a little bit more difficult, we want all the practice we can get. So as we go along with our lessons, it will always be in the back of our mind that this is one of the letters that we need to focus extra on. So these letters are Ayn and Ha. So inshallah, today we're only going to focus on Ayn. Both of them are throat letters. Ayn and Ha are both throat letters. And they are from the middle of the throat, wasat al-halq, that is known as the middle in Arabic. So if you pronounce these letters correctly and you put a hand on the middle of your throat, you should feel your throat move. That is how you know you're pronouncing it correctly. You should feel that your throat is moving when you pronounce. So just quick review, Ayn and Ha are both throat letters, and both of them are from the specific area, the middle of the throat. So the letter Ayn, how do you read the letter Ayn? It has a slight constriction. So imagine you're gargling mouthwash, for example. What sound comes out? We have like a kind of sound. That is similar to the sound of Ayn. Now, if we don't engage the middle of the throat, the Ayn will sound like a Hamza or an Alif. We don't want that. We want Ayn to sound like an Ayn. So if we say M, Hamza with a meme, M, and then we say Am, Ayn with a meme, there should be a difference in your throat. And you should feel that. And you can put a hand on your throat, so you should feel that your throat is moving when you say Ayn. So if your throat is not moving, it is possible that you are changing this Ayn to a Hamza. So the letter Ha is also from the same area, but we will cover it next time. But it's in the same Makhadij. They're both from the middle of the throat specifically. So inshallah, keep that in mind as we read. Ayn is from the middle throat. So we want a strangulation sound. We want constriction. We want movement of the throat. You should feel, you can put a hand on your throat, you should feel that there is a little bit of movement going on. If there is no movement, it is possible that the Ayn is not being read correctly. So if you need to put a hand on your throat as you read, please do so. You can mark the Ayns, you can circle them, underline them, highlight them, slow down when you see them if you need to, and take some time practicing them. This is a difficult letter. But inshallah, we can do it. So by the izn and permission of Allah, there will come a time, inshallah, that we all will know how to recite the Ayn. But it does take a little bit of practice. So we want to make sure that we are keeping an eye out for these Ayn We are marking them and we are taking a little bit of time to recite them properly. So keeping that in mind, I would like to start with the tajweed analysis, and we are going to keep an eye out for the ayins as well. So we're going to start with ayah number 22. We have the word alladhi ja'ala lakum. Here right away we have the letter ayin. So ayin, this is not ja'ala, this is ja'ala. Ja'ala. So we want that constriction. If you put a hand, you should be able to feel that your throat is moving. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Here we have the word الْأَرْضَ. Lam and Ra are both letters of Tawassus. We are resting upon each of the Lam and the Ra. Ra in this case is heavy. Bod is a permanently heavy letter. So both of these are heavy. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Infirasha, Ra in this case is a letter that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, it is a heavy ra, so ra should have a mouthful sound. Firasha. And next we have wassamaa binaa. So we also learned the four count med in previous classes. So you'll see there is that wavy sign on the alif in both samaa and binaa. So these are both four count meds. So we are pulling our fingers for four counts. We are lengthening these mudud. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلْ. And here again we have سَمَاءَ and we have مَاءَ. So we have that squiggly line. This is the sign of a med. This is a four-count med. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ. Here we have the letter خَ, which is a permanently heavy letter. It is always heavy. It is part of خُصَ دَفْبُنْكِلْ. خَ is heavy. Ra is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, Ra is heavy. So you can put an H underneath if you need to. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. So here we have in ثَمَرَاتِ, Ra is heavy again. رِزْقَ, قَف is a sound that is permanently heavy. So we are having a mouthful sound. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. We are resting upon the lam and the meem. They are both letters of tawassut. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا. Here we have the letter عَيْن again. We are keeping an eye out for the عَيْن. There should be a constriction of the throat, movement of the throat. We don't want تَجْعَلُوا. تَجْعَلُوا. تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Here we have the letter عين. It is from the throat. So again, تعلمون. And if you recall, عين is also a letter of توسط. It is part of لين عمر. So we are lengthening this عين. We're taking our time on it. تعلمون. Rest upon this عين. In the next ayah, we have وإن كنتم في ريب. Ra in this case is a heavy sound. غَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا. Lam is a letter of tawassut and it has sukun, so we are resting upon this. Following that, we have two words right after one another that both start with عَيْن. So we don't want to skip any of the two عَيْنs. مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبَدِنَا. عَلَى عَبَدِنَا. They are both from the throat. You should feel a movement. So we don't want ala abedina, ala abedina. You should feel from the throat. Then we have fatu bisuratin. Ra is heavy in this case. It is important to note that seen is not heavy. So it is not bisuratin. This is bisuratin. So we don't want to make seen heavy while making ra heavy. So we want to make sure seen is light and ra is heavy in this case. سُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدْعُ. Here again we have the letter عَيْن, constriction of the throat, you should feel movement. And in the next word, شُهَدَاءَكُمْ, I see that squiggly line again, this is the sign of med. Sign of med means pull it for longer, we are pulling this for four counts. وَدْعُ شُهَدَاءَكُمْ. شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ. Here in إِن كُنْتُمْ, we have meme with a sukun, so we are applying tawassut, we are resting. And in صادقين, صاد and قاف, both of these are in صادقين, there are both permanently heavy letters. So صاد, it is not sa, صادقين, قاف is heavy as well. Then in the next ayah, we have فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. So here we have the letter ميم. ميم is a part of توسط. So we are resting upon this ميم. تَفْعَلُوا, عَيْن is from the throat again. So we want that sound. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. Again, we have the عَيْن. وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي. Here we have فَتَّقُوا, قَاف is heavy. In النَّار, رَا is heavy in this case. And وَقُودُهَا, قَاف is heavy. فَتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Here we have لَام with a سُكُون in وَالْحِجَارَةُ. This is a letter of توسط. And here we have the other letter that comes from the middle of the throat. We have حَا. So you should feel a little bit of movement. You should feel air coming from that area. وَالْحِجَارَةُ, رَا in this case is heavy. In أُعِدَّتْ, we have the letter عَيْن. عَيْن is from the throat. Constriction should be felt. In the next ayah, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, we have the word وَعَمِلُوا. عَيْن is from the throat. الصَّالِحَاتِ, صَاد is a permanently heavy sound, so we want a mouthful sound. حَاتِ, حَا is from the middle throat, so we want a little bit of constriction. الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا. Again, we have the letter حَا, this is from the throat. تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Here we have the lam and the noon. These are both letters of توسط, so we are resting upon each of these. In the word, next we have كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا. In رُزِقُوا, قَاف is heavy. مِنْهَا, noon has توسط with a سُكُون, so we are resting. مِنْ ثَمَرَاتٍ, رَا is heavy in this case. ثَمَرَاتٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا. Here we have two قَافs right after one another. We have رِزْقَا, this is heavy, and we have قَالُوا, and this is heavy as well. رُزِقُنَا, قَاف is heavy. مِنْ قَبْل, قَاف is heavy again. وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا وَلَهُمْ. So here we have ميم with a سُكُون, so we rest upon this ميم. فِيهَا, we see that there is a squiggly sign. This is sound of مَد, so we pull this for four counts. أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ, طَا is a heavy sound, permanently heavy, so we make this heavy. And رَا is a heavy sound as well in this case. وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, خَا is a sound that is permanently heavy, so we are making خَا heavy. خَالِدُونَ, and we are going to pull this for four counts when we end. وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So inshallah, as you practice, make sure you are marking the ayins and try to recite them as best as you can. Inshallah, with practice, you will get better. But we do need to practice in the beginning. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of the class. We'll end it here. Just a few small announcements before we end. So there has been a change in the Ramadan schedule. So we will be having class during Ramadan. Inshallah, we will have class. So there will be class next Sunday. The timing, however, is slightly different. So it will be at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So it's a little bit earlier than usual. 3 p.m. on Sundays during Ramadan. 3 p.m. So inshallah, keep that in mind. Also in groups, the students will recite only translations. So there will be no tafsir discussions. So inshallah, there will only be translations. And finally, alhamdulillah, we have a new instructor for tafsir. MashaAllah, we have Sister Sadia Rana. Alhamdulillah, she is a very senior student of Ar-Rahma, and she has been serving Ar-Rahma for many, many years as a group leader and a head group leader as well. So we're very, very excited to hear from her and have her conduct the tafsir portion. So inshallah, I will hand over the mic to her. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.